This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Campaigning has picked up for assembly elections in Assam, Puducherry, Keralam, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held a roadshow in support of NDA candidates in Puducherry last evening. The roadshow, which lasted for 35 minutes, covered a 1.2-kilometre stretch along Anna Salai from Ajanta Signal Junction to Raja Theatre Signal. Following the roadshow, Mr. Modi departed for Chennai. The Prime Minister will arrive in Keralam today to campaign for the assembly elections. More from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Keralam tomorrow as part of the ongoing assembly election campaign. He is scheduled to arrive at Changanashery by 3 p.m. and will attend the NDA election meeting at Tiruvalla. Later in the day, Sri Narendra Modi will travel to Thiruvananthapuram, where he will participate in a roadshow from Kirlipalam to Karamana. He is expected to return to Delhi after 7 p.m. Meanwhile, senior Congress leader and leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, will take part in the UDF campaign program in Alappuzha tomorrow. He will also attend events at Kattapana and Kunnathunadu. CPM General Secretary M.A. Baby will participate in various LDF programs in Kottayam district tomorrow. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
In poll-bound Tamil Nadu, the BJP has announced candidates for 27 seats it will contest as part of the AIADMK-led NDA alliance. The list includes Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan, former Governor Dr. Tamilisai Soundarajan and State BJP Chief Nenar Nagendran. The Congress also announced candidates for 28 assembly seats. With nominations closing on Monday, BJP and Congress will go head-to-head in four constituencies, Vilavankot, Kolachal, Arantangi and Oti. The Election Commission has directed all states and union territories to grant a paid holiday to voters on polling day for upcoming assembly elections in Assam, Keralam, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. It said all eligible voters, including daily wage and casual workers, must receive a paid holiday with no wage deduction. Employers violating the order will face penalties. It has directed all state and UT governments to issue necessary instructions to all concerned for strict compliance. A 40-member team from National Investigation Agency, NIA, arrived in West Bengal's Malda district to investigate the siege of seven judicial officials at the Kalachak 2nd Block Development Office earlier this week. Authorities said the investigation will also examine a subsequent attack on the officials as central forces attempted to rescue them. The West Bengal police arrested two persons yesterday, including Mufakkarul Islam, the mastermind of the garao of seven judicial officers in Malda district from Siliguri's Baghdogra airport. Meanwhile, the court has ordered 14 days police custody to Mufakkarul Islam and 6 days police custody to Akramal Bagani, main accused in the Kalachak incident. At least 8 people were killed in a house collapse in central Afghanistan when a powerful 5.8 magnitude earthquake struck the Hindu Kush region last evening. Strong tremors were also felt across Delhi NCR and several parts of the North India, triggering panic among residents. The quake was initially measured at 5.9 magnitude and later downgraded to 5.8. Government has assured that it is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG in the country. It has advised citizens to avoid panic purchase of petrol and diesel as well as unnecessary booking of LPG. Meanwhile, the Indian Oil in a statement said it has maintained uninterrupted LPG supply to households and is currently delivering around 28 lakh LPG cylinders daily. The company has encouraged customers to use digital modes such as SMS and IVRS for booking LPG refills. The UN Security Council has postponed a vote scheduled for yesterday on authorizing the use of defensive force to protect shipping in the Strait of Hormuz from Iranian attacks. The 15-member body was set to vote yesterday on a draft resolution brought by Bahrain, but the schedule shifted. The reason given was that the United Nations observes Good Friday as a public holiday. No new date has been given for voting on the draft. In Indian Premier League IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Chennai Super Kings by 5 wickets in Chennai last night. Chasing a victory target of 210 runs, Punjab Kings overhauled the score for the loss of 5 wickets in 18.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.